Welcome to A Brighter Day in the Neighborhood with your host, Angela Jones. Presented by Brighter Day Law, listen to the stories of the people who make Colorado Springs a great place to live and make our world better every day. We want to give back to those who give so much to us.
Good Sunday morning. It's Angela Jones with another Brighter Day in the Neighborhood. And our guest today is photographer Mandy Penn. She's founded Mandy Penn Photography here in town. And I think some of my listeners might be familiar with her from the beautiful photographs that she took that are posted on my website. We wanted to give a real warm welcome today to Mandy.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I'm super excited.
Yeah. No, we're really glad you could find the time. I know this is a super busy season for photography for kids, being that everyone's out of school.
Yes. And the greenery is gorgeous right now in Colorado. It's just all the rain and everything. Yeah. It's so green. It's so nice. So.
Well, and it's really, I mean, I think summer is the very best time of year in the springs.
It
and
is.
In Colorado, probably.
Yeah. And a lot of people gear and want to do like fall photos, but Colorado's
right.
Fall is so like 1 or 2 weeks that I love when people do summer sessions because it is so green and not everything is dead yet, and it's, you know, it's gorgeous.
Right,
so
right.
We live in a beautiful place.
So where are your favorite? I mean, I know a lot of the, you know, the like the Garden of the Gods, Kissing mm-hmm. Camels Overlook. I think
right.
It's Mesa Ridge Overlook
yep.
or something like that. I know that, you know, all those super
yeah.
highlights. But where are your favorite places to take pictures in the summer here?
Yeah, so the summer here, because it's so green, mm-hmm. I like, actually, there's Monument Valley Park, which
oh.
everyone's like, oh, that's up in Monument. But it's
yeah.
not. It's actually by CC College.
Right.
So Colorado College,
right.
down off of Uinta and like Glen.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a pond, and then there's
mm-hmm.
a super cute little garden. I actually did a family session there the other day, and the pictures
oh,
are gorgeous
neat.
Because it's so green, and there's flowers everywhere, and so that's like my top place that I love to take people, and it's not overran like Garden of the Gods. I mean, I love Garden of the Gods. It's very beautiful. They have, you know, gorgeous, you can get gorgeous pictures there,
right.
but I like the places where you're not fighting for the best spot, you know what I mean? And Monument Valley Park's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I think one of my son, Will, used to, when he played soccer, I
mm-hmm.
think they would do some soccer practices
yep.
down there with Rush. Do you ever have
yep.
like soccer kids in
yep.
the background?
Yeah, there's soccer, and there's like a bunch of tennis courts, and
mm-hmm.
I've done a few seniors down there because there's this really cool, the bridge over I-25, right past Uinta, there's like a bridge, and it's makes for some super cool shots.
Right.
So.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Like, the other day I got sort of stuck downtown, and you're talking about all the rain. Well,
mm-hmm.
we've also gotten a lot of thunderstorms
yep.
recently. And so I'm doing this program where I do two exercise sessions a day, at least 45 minutes, but one has to be outside. And I didn't get up and go out, you know, first thing in the morning. So I found myself, it was, you know, right
mm-hmm.
near the end of the business day, big thunderstorms coming in. And so I had to go out, you know, downtown,
yeah.
and otherwise I would be walking in the lightning, and or I have to restart my
75
counter.
Days, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep, exactly
yep.
75 hard.
75
exactly.
hard, yep, I know that.
And I'm on day 17, and there will
nice.
Be no restarting
yeah,
that.
That's
I've already.
A, nope. You've
yeah.
already made it past the hump. So
I have made
you,
it.
Yep, that's awesome.
Well, September 4th is my 75th day. My
okay.
next birthday is September 7th. My husband gets back from Iraq September 6th. So if I mess up now,
you have to make it the 75 days.
I have
days.
To. I
you're
have
great.
To.
17 is great.
So, but this all ties into what you're talking about, like Colorado College
mm-hmm.
in that area down there, is I was like, okay, I went rummaging around at the law firm, you know,
yeah.
like in the
yeah.
basement, like I found some shoes and sweatshirt and whatever, and went out, but I walked on the Colorado College campus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible. It's incredibly beautiful.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's been like in my front yard, basically.
Yeah, because it's only a few blocks away from your office.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, we're on Weber, which
yeah.
skirts the campus. But yeah,
it's beautiful over there.
It is unbelievable. So I think that's a really good tip. We'll
yeah.
have to, we'll have to trek over there.
Yes.
I have to trek over. I may walk
yeah.
over there today.
Right.
We'll see.
You should. Yes. Yeah. Use your
so,
outdoor time.
That's awesome. So how did you get into photography?
So it's kind of a long story. When I've been married for 13 years this month. And
congrats.
We got, thank you. It's a long time. The first few years were really hard, but we are, you know, never better. But anyway, so we got married, and then I started I started getting into a little bit of modeling, and at first, to be completely honest, I liked the attention that it gave me. Sure. I was in, you know, I was 22, and I was like, oh, everyone loves these pictures, and they were more on the scandalous side, quote-unquote, you know what I mean? Not bad. Right. I was obviously clothed, but they were more implied, and so I got attention, but then I reached out, a photographer reached out to me, and we did something super, like, creepy, and it wasn't along the lines of, like, you wouldn't look at that and be like, wow, she's beautiful. It was like more like intense. And that right there, like that's where I fell in love with modeling. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love this. Like that, and people's reactions to that was not like, oh, you look pretty. It was like, oh my gosh, that's intense. Why? Like, why? And then I'm like, yes, that's what I like. So it started with the attention, but then it grew to that. I did some runway modeling in Kansas City. I did it for a few years and then we moved back here. I think it's about 9 years ago. And I went to a modeling agency up in Denver, and I went in and I was wearing this super cute shirt and I had just chopped my hair off. My hair's really long blonde and I had just chopped it off because they told me that I looked like every other girl. And I do. I have that look. I have that look of the girl next door. You know, I don't have anything truthfully significant about my features. So I walked in and they told me, they picked me apart head to toe. And I was probably 15 pounds lighter than I am right now. I was like a size 2-4.
Wow.
And they were like, so do you always carry weight in your stomach? And if you could come back when your hair's longer, we can do more with that. And I was like, so you can never please everyone. So I walked out feeling like down about myself. And I was like, whatever, you know, if my body is already screwed up, then I'm just going to have kids. So then we had twins. And then, so we started to try to have a family.
Oh, wait, let's but, back, yeah. let's back
I know,
up.
I know.
I mean, I know that's hard, but okay. So that's one of those kinds of things that, you know, the I'd really like to unpack is like this whole idea. For one, I'm concerned, to be honest with you, that you're talking about yourself about not being remarkable any, you know, or having remarkable features, because you are beautiful. Your eyes are stunning. You have a smile that lights up the room. So there is nothing unremarkable about how you look, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Secondarily, yes, you are sitting across from me here and 15 pounds smaller, and I promise you, if you turn sideways, you disappear. Not that that would be a problem, because I think it's equally devastating for women to be picked apart for being too thin, you know, or too heavy in whomever's judgmental BS opinion. And, you know, I'd like to kind of talk a little bit more about, I mean, and I do want to talk about your kids and, you know.
But
I mean, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've definitely noticed the shift in modeling photography and modeling pictures. Like, and I mean, the one that comes to mind for me the most, you know, because I roll up into the Target on the regular, you know, I was in there last night, is just the photographs that we're seeing of, you know, ideal beauty is, it's not the whatever it used to be stereotype. And are you noticing that? What are your thoughts on that?
I am noticing that. I think that as women, we tend to body shame ourselves and each other, actually, sadly. You know, you see someone walking down the street and they're a little heavier and you think, wow, why can't they get to the gym? Or what, you know, like as women, we try not to judge each other, but as women, we do, and it's hard. And so I like that we're moving towards, you know, making an 8 or a 10, like, average, because even that is still really small for a lot of people. And so I don't think that we should compare ourselves to the, what, Heidi Klum's, like, a set. I don't know what she is, but she's, you know, perfect in every way, you know, and super skinny. And that's what I, you know, would compare myself to back then. And so it's changed dramatically, which I like. And I find that, especially with, you know, photography, that people are feeling more empowered with themselves, which is actually why I started the Peak Boudoir. So because it empowers women to feel like you do pictures because you want to feel good, not because you want other people to see how beautiful you look, because you want to look at yourself and feel good about those pictures.
Well, so. I like how you were talking about once, like when you, I mean, there was pretty pictures and that's great, you know, but like when there was this fierceness or this interesting quality that was, that you were able to communicate through you know, photography, mm-hmm. that's when you, being the subject mm-hmm. of photography, that's when you really, you know, the fire was stoked and your interest was really, really stoked. And I think that's fantastic. I have a daughter who just graduated from high school. She's going to college this year. And when she took her senior pictures, now, I mean, there's lots of years between mm-hmm. it. I graduated high school in 1988. We didn't do... Yeah. You know, the lifestyle mm-hmm. photos.
Yep.
But when I'm looking at her senior pictures and my senior pictures, there's so much more personality
in
there.
Hers.
Yeah. And watching her like express herself in what she finds to be beautiful. Like my daughter has the same build I do, you know, like mm-hmm. tall, slender. Mm-hmm. And that's just our natural build. But she works her tail off in the gym, not to lose weight, but to put hips
yep.
on.
Yeah, otherwise she'd be a rail, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
You know, to kind of, and that for her, it's about strength, but it's also, I think it's due and owing to a very positive shift in the mindset to, you know, building your best body and to embracing all different types of body styles.
Yeah.
You know, especially the one you're given.
Yes, exactly. Because with your body and my body, we will never be a size zero because of our bones. Like, no matter how skinny we get, we're going to get unhealthy. And that's just not ideal for most people.
I will tell you, I was a size zero in fifth grade. So there was that moment, but not since I've grown to my
yeah.
full height.
Yeah.
So I just want to remind everyone, you're listening to KPPF, A Brighter Day in the Neighborhood, today with Mandy Penn. Okay, so you just real quickly, and I want to make sure everyone kind of caught that mm-hmm. name of the new business that you've opened.
Oh, yeah. So it's actually called Peak Boudoir.
Okay.
I wanted to create a space for women, to empower women, especially with what women go through every day. And I wanted to keep it separate from Mandy Penn Photography because I mm-hmm. wanted it to be a specialty and I wanted to create different clients. Also, mm-hmm. I am in business with my amazing friend and fellow photographer, Kaylee Anadon, and she actually does the hair and makeup. So we take our clients from the very first step to the very last step, and we create like this beautiful book and these gorgeous images that just empowers women. So it's like, It's very fulfilling on my end because I can see women like coming out of their shell, you know, and it's not, you know, a lot of people think of boudoir and they think, oh, that's risque, but it's not. It doesn't have mm-hmm. to be. And the way we do it is very classic and very, just very real and beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not risque or raunchy at all, which I love, you know, and some people like that and that's fine. We wouldn't be the best photographers for them, but we just like to capture real. And that's kind of, I mean, that's what we do, so.
That sounds really cool. Yeah. I think we, I did glamour shots way back in the, do you remember
the glamour shots? Yep, I did those with my mom.
And this is kind of, and I know this is not what you're doing, but that's what it kind of reminds me of, is like, you know, you go in, you get mm-hmm. the hair, the makeup, the jacket, you know.
Yep.
And I had the jacket, it was like a American Stars
and
Stripes,
like,
flip the collar.
Yeah.
I love that the 80s are coming back, too, with that glitz and glitter and
totally
the big
are.
Hair. And
yeah.
That's fun stuff. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Getting back to you, so, you know, I know when you got picked apart that day in Denver, unfortunately, I mean, because you're beautiful, you said that set you off in a different path. And so let's talk a bit more about that path. I mean, because we all come to crossroads.
Right, yeah.
Let's talk about the path you decided to take.
Yeah, so I was 25 when that happened. I had been modeling for a few years, and they picked me apart, and I knew that we were going to be here for a while, mm-hmm. if not forever, you know, in Colorado. And so I was like, well, and then it was one of the biggest modeling agencies, so I was like, well, if they don't want me, then no one else does.
Oh, wow.
So you know what? I'm just going to, I mean, it's been 4 years, so let's try to start having kids. Like, that mm-hmm. seems about right. If my body is not perfect anyway, let's just screw it up a little bit more, you know, which is obviously worth it to have kids. I would not trade my kids for anything, but that's immediately where my head went, is like, okay, well, I'm screwed up already, so I'll just mess my body up a little more, but I get kids out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried for kids. I had a miscarriage in October of, gosh, all the years just like fly by, of 2012. Mm-hmm. I don't Everything is like a jumble lately. But then we got pregnant a year later, exactly. And then we had the twins. Mm. So I have a boy and a girl, McKenna and Declan. They're 8 now. Mm. But as soon as I had them, I was like, okay, well, that's it. Like, I'm good. I'm a mom. So this is my job. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed that they grew so fast. And like Declan, I looked at Declan the other day and he grew an inch in the past 3 months.
Oh,
this
wow.
kid. And I'm like, this is not okay. So then I was like, okay, well, I can pay all these people to do photography. But if I'm so Caleb bought me a camera and I was like, you know, I'm just going to dabble in it. We'll see what happens. And then as soon as I started taking pictures and I started to like really like figure out how to use my camera, not on auto, on manual, and know how to, you know, what light to let in and what settings to use, I just fell in love and I couldn't get enough. So
are you able then, and I know that you're and you kind of talked about it, I don't know that we've actually talked about it here, but I think we talked about it a little bit earlier that the Mandy Penn photography business focuses a lot on family pictures and engagement photos and new baby photos, but you do some, you know, business headshots and kind of lifestyle. And that's how I know you, because a really good friend of mine, I think he had some family portraits done. He and his husband had family portraits done with you, and then he recommended you to me for the firm.
Yeah, and that was actually towards the beginning of my photography career. So I actually started charging and like actually taking pictures for other people only about 3.5 years ago. But I am a person that once I have something in my mind, I don't stop and I go full. I mean, I jump in head first, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I've gotten really good on many levels because I can't get enough learning, and I'm learning and I'm constantly educating myself and I'm not just staying stagnant. And I feel like that's, you know, what can get you in trouble with some businesses. And I feel like, you know, I mean, it's so funny because you say that and I look back at those pictures and I love them. They're beautiful. But the newer ones I love better because I'm better. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's so funny because you guys look at them and you're like, oh, they're great photos. But I look at them and I'm like, oh, I've grown. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just super cool.
Have you been able to start to sort of capture those images and those feelings that really stoked your fire to get into modeling? Have you been able to do that with your models?
Yeah, so actually, funny story. So I'm going for my master's degree in photography. It's through Professional Photographers of America. And basically, it's a big old, you know, lots of rules and stuff to be in the competition, but you can submit 4 images a year, and they basically have to tell a story, which is exactly what I wanted to do when I was modeling.
Right.
So I get to create these images. One I actually modeled for myself because I couldn't find anyone to portray exactly what I wanted. So so I modeled, and I'm submitting that, and it's not done yet. But and I can't. What stinks is that because it's a competition piece, I can't show anyone until competition.
Right,
so I can't say anything. But it's, you know, it's nice because I still get to dabble in, you know, the modeling with myself. I don't model for anyone else really, but with models it's nice because I can bring out a different side in people. Like almost 75, like almost 100% of people are always tell me, well, I'm not photogenic. And I'm like, well, you know why? Because people have told you that and you think that, so you aren't, but you really are. Like, and so I can help.
Like people telling you, your body's messed up, so what's the point?
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. But really, like, that's their opinion, that's fine.
Right.
But if someone tells you something enough, you're going to believe it. You know what I mean?
True.
And,
you
know, I see it with kids a lot is, you know, parents will be like, well, smile. You're not smiling right. You're not smiling right. And then every session after that, they're like, oh, I'm not smiling. And then they're worried the whole time. And that's what I don't want to happen. I want people to feel comfortable in front of my camera. I want people to feel the emotion. I want them to look at that photo and be like, wow, that was a great day. We had so much fun. You know, instead of being like, oh, man, I didn't like that photographer. She was really weird and rude. And, you know, like, that's just not. It's not my personality, and it's not what I want to portray.
Right. So what kind of things, you know, can people do or do you do that help people to, you know, be more expressive or communicate their personality in their pictures?
So for me, the way I run my business is I actually, now with my families and newborns and stuff, obviously I can't tell a newborn what to do. They're going to do whatever they want. But
they're
just
so darn cute regardless.
I know, right? Really, they're adorable. I love babies. I get a few next week, so I'm super excited about that. But I do a consultation with people now. So instead of just showing up and being like, okay, what did you want again? Like, I take notes and I know names, and I know, you know, all the details that they want to capture instead of just assuming that what they want. And so I take people from, you know, step one to step 10 instead of skipping some steps and, okay, well, here's your images. Have fun.
Right, okay, see you never.
What I mean? Like, and I enjoy it so much more because I get to know people ahead of time, and so I know their not weaknesses, but their insecurities, and I know how to kind of, and then they trust me. And the person that you work with, no matter it be a lawyer or a photographer or whoever, you want to trust that person. And I feel like that consultation and that, you know, initial meeting really does build that trust with my clients.
Right. But if somebody is trying to, I don't know, just like take better pictures in general, like, or make themselves feel more at ease, you know, coming in front of someone else's camera, what can they do?
So I think of it as like, you're gonna, that's a hard question, I guess. So I guess for the most part, when it comes to that, I think that just breathing is a good thing. Like, just breathing and like taking a second, because people get really anxious in front of the camera. And so normally I'll be like, okay, shake it out. Like, you know, shake your hands out, take a deep breath. Like, and then I'll do it with them so they don't feel silly. And I'll be like, you know, shake your lips out, you know, and we'll do like, and I'll make fun of myself so that they feel more at ease.
Yeah.
And I'm really good at, you know, making people feel comfortable, but definitely taking that breath and just like breathing and being like, it's not the end of the world, it's just a picture. Like, yeah, people can be anxious and that's okay. And, you know, sometimes I can't change that about people.
Right.
But, you know, I think that the more comfortable you are with who's behind the camera, the better the pictures are going to be.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I know like taking multiple pictures too, you know, seems to help.
Yep.
I think there was, at least when I was coming up, it was like the family portrait was like, okay, everybody, and then you put the timer on, and then everybody runs, and you're, you know, dang it, so-and-so was making a face, or, you know, I blinked. That was my big thing. My husband's always like, you blinked.
Yep.
And I'm like, why'd you just take one? You can do a burst, you know.
Yeah, well, now with what we have, I mean, it's not film anymore. I can take 20 pictures of the same thing and, you know, get a good picture.
So do you do anything with actual film?
I don't, not
you don't?
Yet. So I haven't ventured into that yet, just because my business has grown so fast. I don't have time.
Yeah.
And going for my master's degree in photography is a lot of work. And it's something that I am passionate about. So I haven't really looked into film. I think that eventually I will. But it's not something that I'm, you know, that's on my radar yet.
Right. So. When I know you've taken a lot of children's pictures over the course of years, and like, didn't you have a children's series that went viral?
So I'm a humongous Friends fan, Friends TV show, and I decided to do newborns. I always told myself, you're not doing newborns, they're so hard, and now that's all I want to do is newborns.
Right.
I always thought I would be, you know, a wedding photographer, and I like weddings, they're good, but I enjoy newborns a lot more. And so I did six babies. I had a friend who was a huge Friends fan, and she was having twins, and I was like, how fun would it be to have like Rachel and Monica, and then that little seed turned into, hey, I just got four more babies, so we're gonna get a couch made and we're gonna put them on a couch. And so right in March of last year, so right before the pandemic hit, I had them all in the studio, and we did all six on a couch that was made by Danielle Shunk, who is a local, she's phenomenal, and she made the couch, and it turned out, it's still in my studio, I look at it all the time. But I posted that, and it didn't get much traction with the blog, and then I posted it on Facebook as, like, an album, and it took off. Like, I woke up the next day, and there were, like, 11,000 shares, and I was like, sorry, what? And I got so freaked out, because I was like, no way I went viral, like, no way, and then it just kept going. So it was super cool, and it was so surreal, and it's so funny, because you're like, oh, that's great, like, I went viral, and it, as great as that is to say I went viral around the world, which seems cool, but as a business owner, I would have loved to gone viral in the Springs, because a lot of people in the Springs don't know about it, because it went so far, it went far, so fast, you know what I mean?
So far, so fast,
yeah. And so, but yeah, it was my friend's shoot, and Good Morning America covered it. I wasn't it was just on the website, because they weren't doing interviews, obviously, because
of COVID.
Yeah, because of
COVID,
and then I did like a Zoom call with a radio station in Chicago. Fox 21 covered it, and it was so cool. And then it was in like Pop Sugar and Sad Panda and Cafe yeah. Mom and stuff like that. So it's super cool to like say that. And I actually got them together again, all six babies.
Oh, fun.
A few months ago and did like a reunion. So,
The Friends reunion.
Friends reunion, yep.
Hopefully that won't be the last.
No.
No.
I don't think so.
That's awesome. Yeah. So where can people check that out? Like if somebody, hears this and wants to like look and look that up.
Yeah. So I did a blog. It's actually on my website, mandypenn.com. And then you go to blog. It says all the best. And you just click on that and it's in there.
So. Oh, super, super cool. And, I know it's like our pictures of our kids, are really, very, very, very significant. I know my youngest is 18 and my oldest is 30 now, or will be. We've got the boys' joint birthday party coming up. Yeah, 20 and 30 next week. But looking back on those pictures, really, it means the world to me. And then at the time, I know sometimes it was, in fact, when I was pregnant with Will, I took Danny and my husband into a studio to get pictures, and Danny goofed off the entire time. Like, there's not a single picture
serious
that was
picture.
Like, yeah, like all family. But you know what? I love that. I love that whole, that whole set of photos because he was just, I was not really that amused at the time, but it has provided a lot of amusement. So it's always, fun for me to be able to look back at those pictures. And I bet you have a lot of parents that feel that way as well.
Yeah. And I always tell parents, your kid might not be behaving, but then you'll look back at this and be like, see, you were a stinker in this and you wouldn't look at the camera. And then it turns out to be something silly. And you can never make a child look at a camera and smile unless they're just in like the best mood ever. And I obviously bring bribery, like toys and stuff. But for the most part, like kids are going to be kids and you just have to let them do what they want to do because to a point, obviously.
Right.
But especially with a session, I always try to prep parents like, for the most part, my problem people are not the kids, it's the parents.
Really?
Yeah, because the parents are so worried about the children that I have to actually tell mom and dad to like, okay, take a breath. How about you look at me? Because I can get him to look at me and smile. But when you guys are looking at him, that also ruins the picture. So it's interesting because parents don't think about that. They're like, oh, he's not behaving if I turn to him and tell him. I'm like, he's more likely to listen to someone who has like bribery, like a toy in my bag, than a parent who they like to not listen to on a regular basis,
And you really can see when Mom is talking like this to little Johnny.
Yep. Or when Dad, gives the face like, better stop or no ice cream.
Do you snap some of those pictures too?
Oh, yeah,
just
I do.
For fun.
Yeah. And I keep them in there so that people have to look at them too. And I'm going to see, so this is what happens when you worry about,
Well, it's been a lot of fun chatting with you today and getting to know you better and, just that whole life trajectory and the ways and, means, the places that, we come from and get to, And do you have any regrets at all about not going forward into the modeling and instead doing the photography at this point?
No, I think that... I know that you can model at any age, and that's fine, but I find most of my happiness comes from photography, and I'm more happy behind the camera than in front. Like, I like being in front of the camera occasionally, we have to do our family pictures here soon, but I just like capturing people as they are and providing that for other families, and so I don't regret picking up a camera and quitting modeling because it really has shown me my passion that I didn't know I had, until I was 30. Like, I started taking pictures when I was 30, 31.
Yeah.
So, like, who would have known? So.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, it's always a pleasure. And we just want to thank you for coming on. I think if it's okay with you and your business partner, we'll have you back to talk about a little bit more about, to remind me of the name again?
Peak Boudoir.
Peak Boudoir, about why you gals founded that and, sort of the driving force behind that. Until then, it's been another brighter day in the neighborhood. We thank you so much for joining us. We hope you will enjoy the rest of your Sunday and join us next week.
This has been A Brighter Day in the Neighborhood, presented by Brighter Day Law. Heard every Sunday at 11 a.m. on KPPF, 98.5 FM, 1040 AM, and 95.7 FM. Listen to the companion podcast on Podbean. Brighter Day Law are an experienced and qualified team of divorce and family law attorneys. Their aim is to help you get through that emotional and challenging time of divorce and other family disputes. The mission of Brighter Day Law is to compassionately help families resolve their disputes with personalized legal representation while keeping the best interest of the entire family at heart. Their attorneys handle all kinds of family law cases, including child custody, divorce, high asset divorce, mediation, and alimony. Brighter Day Law, compassionate counsel in dark and stressful times. 225-4493 or at brighterdaylaw.com.